Darren Fowles here with the Monday Morning Sports News. Morning, Darren.
Good morning to you, Gavin. St. Pat's and Shamrock Rovers have qualified for the quarterfinals of the Sports Direct FAI Cup. Graham Burke scored the only goal of the game, a penalty. 6 minutes from time, that gave Rovers a win against Longford, 1-0. Pat's 2-0 winners at home to Shelburne. Mason Melia, Chris Forrester with the goals there, so they progressed to the last eight. Now, the Pat's manager is Joey O'Brien, and he's been telling John Kenny that another big week in Europe was not a distraction in their defeat last night.
Yeah, no, we started really well, I thought, and got on the ball, got playing, created a couple of great chances at the start of the game. And here, listen, we didn't take, and I suppose when you make them chances, you got to take one of them. And it obviously sets out a different game then, really. Thought them sort of lost away a little bit, lost possession. Wasn't really, didn't like us in possession. Our angles to receive the ball, moving the ball up the pitch. And then ultimately, they sort of got a little bit more possession, forced us back a bit. We had some cheap turnovers. At the same first half in possession, and listen, they got the goal. But anyway, going in at 1-0, I suppose I always felt that there was going to be chances there for us in the second half. But the wide set play, obviously, given the penalty we conceded, after not defend the wide set play, it's a really poor goal. 2-0, obviously, it's a hard task to turn it around. But again, still think we had chances on the break and to get back into the game, and we just didn't take our chances. And yeah, that's the story of the game for me.
Looking forward now, obviously the big game on Thursday. Do you think some of the players might have a mind on that?
The biggest game of their week, like, you know, ultimately we wanted to use the hoard and the disappointment that we felt on Tuesday night to really motivate us and have a right cut off this monster game here. And I just felt, yeah, maybe there was one or two of them looking at it on Thursday night, maybe. And but you can't light that, because ultimately if you light that, you share. As I say to them, there's no team that good, there's no team that bad that you're able to do that in this country.
That's Joey O'Brien, the Shells manager there, speaking with John after last night's game. The draw for the next round will take place tomorrow. Now, Arsenal had a winning start to the new Premier League season. 1-0 win away to Manchester United. Ricardo Calafiori with the only goal of the game. A mistake by the United goalkeeper, Altay Badendir. And I have to say, didn't cover himself in glory at all when defending that corner. Ruben Amorim, the manager of Manchester United, confirmed after the game that Andre Onana was not fit enough to be involved in the matchday squad. And he defended his goalkeeper on the concession of that goal.
When you touch that way the goalkeeper, he needs to use his hands to catch the ball, not to push players. Or he chooses to push players and let the ball pass. But again, it's the rules. If it's allowed, we need to do the same thing. No. I didn't drop Onana from the squad. I didn't drop one of the other two. From the squad. So it's not the case of dropping Onana. It's not putting Andre Onana with just 1 week without seeing a game, without time with training. And like you say, guys, like Tom and Altay, during the preseason, they did a good job.
Yeah, that's Ruben Amorim there. Chelsea held to a scoreless draw by Crystal Palace, and Nottingham Forest beat Brentford 3-1 at the City Grounds. The world number one Scotty Scheffler claimed the PGA Tour's BMW Championship, his fifth win of the season. He finished the event on 15 under par. Rory McIlroy was in a tie for 12th on 3 under par, and Shane Lowry was 1 over for the tournament. The Irish women's hockey team lost again in the Euro Hockey Championships. They had a 2-1 loss to England. That is 4 defeats in the 5 matches at those championships, and the Irish avoid relegation as the tournament will be expanded to 12 nations next time around. Irish road cycling road race champion Rory Townsend clinched his biggest win of his career, winning the Hamburg Classic yesterday. And finally, Bori Akinola continued his fine form this season with another PB in the 100 metres at the Trafford Speed GP in London. He clocked a time of 10:20. That's the fastest time by an Irish male in 2025.
Very impressive. Thank you, Darren, for all of that.